Hey.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
So, we are doing something slightly different today.
We are.
We didn't go see a movie or anything this week.
We did not. We were slacking.
No, well, we weren't.
No, we were busy.
We were busy.
We were out of town.
We were. Went to Mammoth Cave National Park.
Yes.
Great time.
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. So, it didn't give us much material to talk about this week. So, we are going to treat you to a collection of Effie thoughts.
Yay!
Found exclusively, up until now,
right
on the Patreon page.
Yes, that's where you find them. Find all of the Effie thoughts on our Patreon page.
Up to episode 7?
I don't even know.
Yes. Episode 7 was the most recent one.
Yes.
So we are going to give you the first 3 for free, which are also on the Patreon for free, correct?
Yes, they are.
So sit back and enjoy. And if you like them, find our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow and subscribe.
Hey guys, this is Effie. You've heard me before on the Kind of Epic Show. Here I am again. We're doing a little sidebar kind of project with myself, and it's called Effie Thoughts. And within Effie Thoughts, you're going to be taken on a fun little roller coaster of, you guessed it, Effie Thoughts. The Kind of Epic Show is going to be resuming. We were on a little hiatus, but we've got all the stuff ready to go and ready to bring you back all the silly, goofy, nerdy entertainment talk that you'd love to hear from us. David has tasked me with the Effie Thoughts project, so here I go. We have been working on the most amazing thing, David and I, and if you don't know, David loves taking pictures of his Funko Pops. He loves collecting Funko Pops. It's pretty epic. Huh. You see what I did there? It's not kind of epic. It's pretty epic. But, so, normally I've been helping out David with his pictures when he takes his Pops out for pictures. And we've been scouting for locations and, you know, seeing what Pops he's wanting to shoot that day and kind of brainstorming and coming up with different locations around town to, you know, kind of get the perfect shot. But Funko has been doing a little contest of days to where they give you a theme and then that theme you submit your pictures, and they've done all sorts of things. They've done pets, they've done horror, they've done summer, they've done vacation, they've done strange, they've done chocolate, they've done food, you know, all the fun stuff. Well, I've been helping out David with that too. We have done a couple different photo shoots together for it, and there's been a couple memorable ones. The first memorable one was the 4th of July. He had picked out a couple different Pops that he'd like to get shots of, and he said that he would like to get fireworks, so I suggested that we get some sparklers. So we, you know, ran around town gathering all of the supplies that we needed to kind of make the perfect shot for this 4th of July theme. And it hasn't rained in a minute here, so the ground is pretty dry. And it's been stupid hot outside, like 90s, feels like 100. It's been gross. I love the outdoors, but it's been gross. Definitely pool weather. So we gathered our supplies. We headed to a field that was, you know, kind of in a central public location for where we were at. And we kind of went for it. We didn't know how to get like the effect from the sparklers into the shot. So we had tried several different ways, but in our attempts to get this perfect shot for the sparklers and the pop, you might guess what happened. We set the ground on fire a couple times. It was like an oh shit moment. Like, oh no, the ground is on fire. David, what are we doing? I was pretty sure that we were going to get busted, or at least talked to by somebody, because we were in a pretty central location, like I said. It was the 4th of July. A bunch of people were around where we were at because we were next to a lot of parking zones for the area where they were going to have fireworks later that night. So there were definitely a lot of people around. Not so much by us, but in the general area. So I'm surprised that we didn't get at least asked what we were doing, because we were up to, you know, fun. Let's just go with fun. So we did that, and then later that night we took the pops, or at least one of the pops that he had brought with him, to the fireworks display that we watched, and we were able to try to get some good shots from there. It was pretty neat. It was watching the people when the finale happened for the fireworks. David wanted to get the Captain America with the fireworks behind him, and he pulled out the pop and he was having me help him, and I could with the lighting, and I could see the people we were standing to next to us just with their mouths open, like, what is happening? What are these people doing? These dorks, what are they doing? And it's just like, we're cool. Don't mind us. We're cool. So yeah, it was a lot of fun seeing that and doing that and kind of watching the process of how to get something live animated like fireworks into a still shot so you can get the effect and get the lighting and, you know, watching it turn out from an idea of, hey, let's do fireworks, to, hey, we have a picture with fireworks now. Yeah, so there's been another couple days in between there, but, like, there was the food day, the chocolate day, but then came 80s day, and 80s day was a blast. Like, oh my gosh, so cool. Totally rad. But we had brainstormed the night before and kind of thought of a couple different ideas of what we wanted to do. We had thought, I had suggested Mystery Science Theater. David had suggested Voltron. He had his Ghostbuster pops with him. We didn't end up using those for what we did, but we had some ideas. Our first idea was to try to find an old tube TV, and we exhausted our resources on that. I had checked Facebook Marketplace, like, the night before, all during the day of, and just nothing was really working out there. We wanted to get one and kind of deconstruct it and make a scene inside of it, kind of give it that, you know, really genuine 80s kind of look. We ended up doing something completely awesome, though. We had taken a cardboard box, and we had spray-painted the inside black. I had been out that day gathering supplies for this project that we were going to do. I had gathered, like, different colored pom-poms, different shapes, like different sizes of the pom-poms. Some of them were sparkly. I had gathered, you know, like the spray paint, and we have a box of lights that, you know, you would hang up in a room for decoration. They could also be Christmas lights if you wanted to be technical, but, you know, the box says decoration lights, so we use those. We didn't know how we were going to make it all to come together with the supplies that we had. So we attempted a couple different things. We had tried different ways of lighting the scene. But what we ended up doing was making a pretty awesome diorama. we totally just went for the gusto and made this thing the most epic thing you've ever seen. Now, if you haven't looked at David's Instagram before, you should totally check it out. It is kind_of_epic. And you can see these pictures on there, I believe. He's not private, but you should totally check them out because they're pretty, pretty cool. Mentioning the TV, though, I had thought in my head, if we don't get a TV, I could make like a cardboard-looking TV. You just something cheesy, something, you know, 80s-ish. I was so proud of this TV. I still am so proud of this TV. This thing is definitely going to be displayed for, like, the next years to come, for sure. Because it's way too cool not to at this point. Especially with, and the space diorama. Oh, cut those flaps off. We've got ourselves, like, an awesome, awesome little space diorama for some pops to hang out in. But we didn't end up using my TV. I was so excited to show David my TV that I had made. I was really pumped about it. He was a little bit, you know, like, well, let's see what else we can do. But he thought it was pretty cool too, which was yay. I was hoping he would, because I had spent, you know, at that point, not as much time as I had spent on it by now, but at that point, I was like, look at my TV, it's the coolest thing ever. So we didn't do that TV, but we did the space diorama, and it's pretty cool, pretty cool. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm just in awe. I think this is the coolest thing that has ever, ever happened. I think it's really neat that two adults in their 30s can both come together and collaborate and make an idea and see the idea through and kind of just have fun and be silly with it at the same time. So we submitted those pictures for the contest. And what they have been doing for the contest is they've been featuring people who have entered for that theme, and then they've also been picking a winner. I was pretty, pretty confident that we were going to win, because why wouldn't we? Duh. If we didn't win, we were at least going to be featured. Turns out we didn't hit either mark, but that's okay, because it was a blast. Like, oh my gosh, so much fun. We spent hours on it. It is the coolest thing. I know I've said that like a million times by now, but seriously, oh, so cool. Anyway, so today's theme was shelfie. David ended up making some of his shelves into, you know, themed little, it's already been themed, but, you know, more special themes for the shelfie day. So he submitted those, so hopefully he gets picked for, you know, a winner or at least featured, because he's been featured a couple times already. Like, his 4th of July shots that we took were featured. The chocolate one he did was featured. So it's been pretty cool watching the pictures that, you know, have been thought of, that we've discussed, that the ideas that we've collaborated on have actually, you know, made it into at least being featured in the contest, because that's cool. So tomorrow's theme is animated. And we didn't know what we were going to do for animated. David had some pictures already that he'll probably still submit that are cool. But we're going to use the TV I made, and it's going to be kind of epic. So today I went out during the day, and I need a job. I have a job, but I don't start till Monday. So I've been spending my days, you know, trying to do things just to fill the time. It's been, at first it was like, yay, time off. And now it's just like, I need money, please. Please let me work. I need money. So I spent most of the day looking for pops that would fit an animated theme. So we had an idea of Rugrats, when I went to the store, that was the first thing that was in my head. And the first store that I went to, I had that in my head and I didn't see what I was looking for. Didn't really see anything else outside of that Rugrats theme we had talked about. So I went to a different store. Went to 3, 4, 5, I don't know, all of the stores that are in the mall that sell Pops, pretty much. All the major ones, anyway. And I was in one of the stores, and I had a phone interview today. So I was hunting for Pops and getting a job at the same time. They loved me, so that's a plus. She asked me if I was good at multitasking, and I was like, if you knew what I was doing right now while I'm doing this, you'd be just mind blown. So, yay, I went at the jobs. I have so many jobs, I don't know what to do. But I had looked, I had seen some different ideas. I had seen Little Mermaid, but they didn't have Ariel, so I couldn't do that. I'd seen Jetsons in the different stores, but they didn't have, like, the main, you know, enough of the main figures that it would really make sense. I had seen some of the other characters from, like, Cartoon Network shows that I thought would be fun, and I'd probably still like to get them someday, but we'll see. David said my Pops budget is spent right now because, you know, still waiting on starting a job, but I have so many and I haven't started. It's crazy. So I ended up getting Doug from Doug, the cartoon that was on Nickelodeon, and I ended up getting Patty Mayonnaise, and I ended up getting the dog Pork Chop. Now, this is pretty cool in itself because those three are actually a full set, and I have not had a full set yet. This is my first full set, so I feel pretty excited, pretty excited. I have some Pops. I have some other Pops that, you know, the theme was Avengers for a while. I have all pretty much most of the Avengers. I have a Boston Terrier Pop because I have a Boston Terrier, and she's the cutest thing that's ever walked on this planet. Besides, you know, me. that was full of myself. It's late. Then I also have a Stranger Things Pop. I have Dustin because they had an exclusive box at Target that came with a shirt that he wears in the new season. It's a shirt that says roast beef on it, but I say roast beef because I'm cool. So I have my roast beef shirt and I have Dustin. And I have some little mini figure Pops, keychains. And so this is my first real set, so I'm pretty excited about it. So what I've been doing all evening tonight is making this TV set into something that we can take then tomorrow and really bring it to life. I've been cutting paper hearts because, you know, Doug is in love with Patty. I've been printing off backgrounds, spray painting things. It's been so much fun. I've really enjoyed doing this, especially just watching, like I said, making an idea, making a plan, and then executing it and seeing it come to life. And it may be totally fucking ridiculous, but it's also really cool at the same time. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm such a dork. But that's cool. I don't mind. I've learned to embrace my dorkiness because it's pretty much oozing out of me at this point. I mean, David and I went to the comic book store the other day and I ended up spending like $50. I bought 2 Captain Marvel books. I bought a Captain Marvel poster. I'm obsessed with Captain Marvel, by the way. So there's that. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I think that I'm hoping that when we take these pictures tomorrow and we submit them and we pick the one that, you know, we think is going to be the one that they're going to like, although they say it's random, but hopefully it features, hopefully it wins, but I would love to see it at least featured because I think that'd be really cool. It'd be a very pretty exciting moment. I would probably scream and be like, ah, this is the coolest thing ever. like, hey, look, Ma, I made it. but no, so it's been pretty cool. I really hope that once, well, tomorrow's the last day of the contest, but I really hope that going forward that we can continue these ideas of making props and making sets and making scenes for the pops if we can't, you know, find a location outdoors that kind of suit the character itself. Because I think that having both of those options, we could end up taking some pretty cool pictures. We already have. So I think this is opening a door to something really cool. But yeah, so hopefully we'll do something cool with what we have tomorrow. I'm hoping we do.
Hey.
Hey.
So that was episode one?
That was episode one.
Cool.
Yeah. Weird stuff, right?
I don't know. I still haven't listened.
I know you haven't.
So, you tell me.
Yes, it's weird. They're all weird. I'm weird. What else would you expect?
Nothing. It's status quo. All right. Now on to episode two. You really need like an intro
to these. I know.
Like, I need to find you some music or something and teach you how to like piece them together a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
That way, when I do a collection, like I would just cut off like before the music, and the music would like cue up the next episode instead of it
being like, "Hey, it's Effie."
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and get into episode two.
Okay, let's go.
Hey guys, it's Effie with another episode of Effie Thoughts. Make sure you check out the podcast, The Kind of Epic Podcast. It's kind of epic that David and I do. We will be making sure that we get those episodes out on a regular basis for you guys. We know that it's been a little bit of time, but we're ready to come back. We got all of our ducks in a row, so to speak, and we're going to bring it to you. So on today's episode of Effie Thoughts, we're going to be talking about movies, because why not? So been seeing a lot of movies lately. I belong to the AMC A-List Club upon David's recommendation. So what that does for me is I get to see three movies a week for $20 a month. It's pretty great. I've been able to see a lot of movies that I wouldn't normally see. Been able to just kind of take a chance on some that were like, eh. But it was a free movie, so it worked out. Got to have some fun, got to see some things. But I have also been able to see a lot of the big movies that people have been looking forward to, especially going to see them on opening night, and that's been a lot of fun. I've never been the person who goes to see a movie on opening night, but being able to be a part of that experience has been really neat, seeing everybody all excited for a certain movie. Seen Endgame several times, and I've cried every time, every single time. This last time that I saw it, David and I went, we saw when they added the new scenes, and I started crying before I normally started crying the last couple times, so it's been making an impact deeper and deeper each time I see it. Every time Iron Man snaps his fingers, it's just like, oh, crap, here come the tears. Here they come. And then when Cap goes to being an old man, that's another tearjerker for me. And it's just, yeah, it's messy. but seen that one a couple times, saw Spider-Man Far From Home. That was a lot of fun. So what I've started doing is making sure that, especially for like the more nerdier movies that have kind of more of a following, like Avengers or Spider-Man or, you know, something along those lines, I've been making sure that I am one of those people now that show up to the movie theater wearing a shirt from the movie that I'm going to see. So I'm still getting into my, you know, exposing my nerdiness, finding out how deep it goes. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty epic, exploration. So I went to the store what happened was it was David's birthday, and I went to pick him out a gift, and I thought at the same time, well, hey, since, you know, the t-shirts are kind of on a deal right now, I'll end up getting something for myself since we were going to see Spider-Man the next day. So I couldn't find a shirt that I really liked. I didn't want to get the same one that I was going to end up getting for him, so I picked out a shirt for Mysterio. Now, I know this is, you're at the end of this story, you're going to be like, Effie, come on. Like, what the hell? So I pick out a Mysterio shirt, and I'm super, super, like, it's an awesome shirt. It looks kind of like it has 80s colors going on, so that makes it a little bit more rad. And I'm just really pumped about it. So I wear it. I went to an interview that day. I didn't wear it to the interview, but I put it on right after the interview. I wanted to get into the whole, you know, spirit a couple hours beforehand. So I'm ready to go, and I get to the movie theater and exchange the gifts with David. He was super pumped about everything, but he put on his Spider-Man shirt, which was pretty cool, if I do say so myself. But I don't know much of the Spider-Man story. I've seen a couple of the Spider-Man movies before. I've seen Homecoming. I don't really know much of a backstory coming from, like, the comic books or whatever, like, on all the different characters. So I didn't really know anything about Mysterio. And there was a trailer that was out where Peter Parker said, "Welcome to the Avengers," to Mysterio. So I have it in my head thinking all day, like, all right, cool. I'm wearing a cool shirt. It's a cool character. Like, I'm pumped and thinking this guy is part of the Avengers, and I love the Avengers, and I should know this. Oh my gosh, and I feel so silly for not knowing it, but I know it now. So we're watching the movie. It's getting in there. It's good. It's fun. It's a lot of laughs, a lot of, you know, fight scenes. Not fight scenes, but, you know, really kind of big scenes where there's a lot of action. And Mysterio, spoiler alert, Mysterio turns out to be a bad guy. So I, wearing this shirt, thinking that I'm totally cool and really rad up until this point, and as soon as I find out, my jaw is just like, it hits the floor. I'm like, oh, what? What is happening? He's a bad guy? I didn't know he was a bad guy. So then I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my. My shirt. So, watch the rest of the movie. And, yeah, he's a bad guy, all right. And the movie's over. And I turn to David, and I'm like, so, apparently Mysterio's a bad guy. I'm wearing a bad guy shirt. And David just laughs. He's like, yeah, yep, you didn't know that? I was like, no, I thought he was a good guy. So, the moral of that story is, make sure that you you know a little bit of the history of the character that you're wearing before you kind of strut in there thinking you're the coolest person around because you have a Mysterio shirt on. Oh my, one of my many oh my moments. But yeah, if you haven't seen Far From Home yet, you should definitely do that. It's a pretty great movie. I'm probably going to end up spoiling some things, so if you haven't seen it, I mean, I already have spoiled something once, but if you haven't seen it, then you might want to earmuffs, or just, you know, you put yourself in the situation so you get to listen. One of the things that I was thinking, though, watching Far From Home is, so obviously we have Endgame that kind of sets up some of the character situations for Far From Home. And, you know, Tony Stark is gone, and Tony Stark ends up leaving a gift for Peter Parker, these glasses that he calls Edith. And there's totally, like, the coolest things ever, and it's meant for Peter Parker to kind of, you know, be trusted with and make sure that he takes on a great kind of legacy of Iron Man and appreciates it and has it in good hands. And then when Peter Parker hands it to Mysterio, and we find out that Mysterio is a bad guy, then Peter Parker's like, oh crap, what did I just do? Like, this isn't good. Tony Stark trusted me. So, you know, Peter Parker has to get the glasses back, obviously. But I was thinking during that whole, like, that whole storyline right then, like, imagine Robert Downey Jr. watching this movie, watching Far From Home, in, like, the mindset of Tony Stark. So, Tony's dead. He has this gift made kind of special for Peter Parker, and he just watching that as Tony Stark, I'd be like, kid, what are you doing? Like, no, stop. Like, you can't give it to him. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You did it. Fuck. Well, now, what are you going to do? But I can only imagine, like, obviously, Robert Downey Jr. probably knew the story and knew what was going to happen. And it's just, it's interesting for me to think, like, watching it in that different mindset of a character that has passed and has given this gift to a person, to just see what they do with it and how they take care of it and how they live that legacy. And then to watch it just be like, oh no, that wasn't the plan at all. I can only imagine what that was like. That must have been funny. So yeah, you should definitely go watch Far From Home. I know I already said that, but I'm going to say it again because it's a great movie. I am looking forward to a couple other movies that are coming out. There's The Lion King that's coming out, and that should be good. I'm not too sure how I feel about it being kind of like the quote-unquote live action. It should be, I don't know, it should be something. The Lion King is one of my favorite movies as a kid, so watching it kind of be made again into the same story, but major differences just with the characters and how they look, it'll be an experience. I don't know how I feel about it yet, but we'll have to see. And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that's coming out in a couple weeks, and that looks really good. I wouldn't go out of my way to watch Leonardo DiCaprio movies or Brad Pitt movies, but from the trailers that I've seen, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And then coming up, you know, later in summer, start of fall, we have It Chapter 2, and it is a scary movie. That's the first scary movie that's actually scared me. And so I'm not so sure how I feel about the Chapter 2, but I've been told that it'll be fun. So we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. So you should definitely look into the AMC A-list. I know, no sponsorship. But this is probably going to be the end of the episode. So have a good rest of your day, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey.
Hey.
You're weird.
You're weird.
That's not what you said last time before I rubbed my hand over the microphone on this.
I know it's not, but I'm improvising.
Okay.
So there.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So two episodes down.
One to go.
Whee!
And if you like what you hear so far, they are on our Patreon.
They are. And more.
And more.
Yay.
Yeah. If you like these, share them with your friends.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I like what I've heard so far.
You've only heard the beginning and the end.
Do I need to hear more?
Yes.
Oh. But what if my ears don't want to hear more?
Oh, that's not nice.
You know, I was just thinking of like Waldorf and Sadler.
Who is that?
The Remember the two old Muppets that sit in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be like that now?
Just for right now.
Okay.
Well, like, that's all I was thinking of. Oh, well. Anyways, let's get on to the third episode here.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Heck.
We already promised them three.
I know.
I'm not going back and re-recording these again.
I'm not going back and re-recording them.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Effie from the Kind of Epic Show. And here is another delightful, just simply delightful episode of Effie Thoughts. I really don't have much to talk about today. So what I'm going to do, which is probably going to be insanely, I was going to say boring, but no, insanely insightful on the life of Effie. Since you guys don't really know who I am, I just kind of popped out of nowhere. I'm going to kind of give you a little this or that. I'm going to have some questions, and I'll pick a this or that. I'll explain briefly why I go with that option. But yeah, just kind of a little bit to get to know me, because like I said, I just kind of appeared on the podcast a few times when David and Kurt were doing it. But now that I'm really kind of taking the co-seat here, I want you guys to get to know me and kind of have a little bit of idea of who I am instead of just being some random girl who showed up on the podcast with David. So here we go. So I bought this book that is called, well, I have a lot of books that I'm trying to read right now, and it's not going well because currently I just started a new job, and my commute time is just about an hour each way. So when I get home in the evening, there's not really much time to kind of like do reading or anything like that before it's time to go to bed and then wake up and do it again the next day. So I bought this book called 3,000 Pick One Questions. I was going to do it at my old job. I guess I could bring it to my new job too, or in between phone calls. But it's basically a this or that, and then it has you pick why, or not pick why, but explain why. I'm also reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, because turns out I give too many. And then I have two comic books that I'm reading, The Life of Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel, Earth's Mightiest Hero, because I'm also slightly obsessed with Captain Marvel. Just a little bit. You would not be able to tell by this giant Captain Marvel poster that is sitting on top of the fireplace mantle in the living room. It is like the main focal point of the living room right now. And, you know, I have Captain Marvel popped, and, yeah, just a little. And I have a Captain Marvel sticker on my car. You can't see it, so I'm kind of bummed about that, but it's there. It's also crooked, which has been bothering me. But it's too late now. It's crooked. It's not visible unless you're really looking for it, so yay. I'd also like to get a Captain Marvel tattoo at some point. I love Captain Marvel. Mainly, so the story is cool. I'll give them that. The story is cool. Mainly, my love for Captain Marvel started for the Captain Marvel movie with Brie Larson. Love Brie Larson. Oh my gosh. Coolest chick ever. Cutest chick ever. She's simply, huh. So yeah, we're gonna get started into this 3,000 pick one questions. Don't worry, we're not going through all 3,000. I'm just going to flip through and find some that kind of catch my eye and see what we can learn about Effie. So here we go. So the first question in this book is dancing or singing and why? So I'd have to pick both just because... So I love singing and dancing in my car. I don't care if there's people in the car with me. I don't care if I'm in the car by myself. I don't care if the person in the car next to me is giving me weird looks. I am singing and dancing. I am having a good time. The music is up loud. It sounded better in my old car, but it's still up loud. It's a delightful, just fun time
Why not have fun in the car, right? I mean, nobody, who's going to judge you? Well, the guy in the car might next to you might judge you a little bit, but who cares? You're never going to see him again. And if you do, maybe at one point he'll start singing and dancing too. He'll be like, hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to do that as well. So yeah, I would have to go with both if I could choose both because they kind of go hand in hand. Let's see. M&M's or Skittles? I'd have to go with M&M's because I get random cravings for chocolate. Now, I'm not a really big chocolate person. Chocolate to me is like a take it or leave it kind of thing. I don't need it. I don't particularly like it. Like, I don't like chocolate cake. I don't like chocolate pudding. I don't like chocolate ice cream. I like chocolate frosting sometimes. I don't really care for brownies. Brownies are okay. But chocolate's not really my thing. But on the other hand, so if it's original flavor Skittles, then I'm going to have to pass. I don't like the original flavor Skittles. There's so many better options that Skittles have put out, like Wildberry or Tropical. But the original flavor is just, the strawberry one is good. Now, one thing to deviate from that is Starburst. They did have a pack of all pink, so all strawberry Starburst. And that is simply, it's a genius idea. Whoever thought of that idea should have been, instantly promoted to, I don't know, best idea ever person. Because that is just genius. Like, can you imagine being the person who's like, so you're sitting at your desk, you work at Starburst, you're like, oh my god, I've got it. All strawberry Starburst in one package. Just like a big bag of it. Can you imagine the reception that was given? Jim, you're a fucking hero. Oh my god, how come we never thought of that? Oh my god, that's the best thing ever. Jim! Yay, Jim! I don't know if it was a guy named Jim. I really don't. I'm going to say that it was, because that makes it more fun. I'm weird. I'm really weird. If you haven't caught on to that right now, I'm really weird. David knows all about it. He has to deal with my weirdness. So, yeah, I'm weird. Let's see. Scooby-Doo or Snoopy? I'd have to go with Scooby. Because Scooby, he solves mysteries. He makes sure that mystery is history. He's goofy, like me. He loves sandwiches. I love sandwiches. And he's pretty gosh darn adorable. So, right? And Snoopy's good. Snoopy's a classic. But Snoopy doesn't do much for me. I mean, it's really the rest of the Peanuts gang that pulls it all together. In my opinion. But I'd have to go with Scooby. I'm going to Gen Con this year. I bought a badge. I've never been to a con before. So this is like big time deal for me. But anyway, I was talking with David and I'd mentioned how people say that I look like Velma. I've heard that before. They're like, you look like Velma from Scooby-Doo. So we were discussing it, and I am actually going to cosplay as Velma this year. First time at a con, first time cosplaying. It is going to be spectacular. Just simply spectacular. So, we're going to see. I've already tried the costume on once. It came from Goodwill, so I'm not dishing out too much money for my first time. I want to, eventually as the years go on, I would love to be one of those, all-out cosplayers that's, super nice costume, super awesome props, super put together. But yeah, so we're gonna see how I pull off my Goodwill Velma. I'm pretty excited about it, honestly. Alright, let's go back to this. Doritos or Cheetos? Ooh. Ooh. It depends. It depends on what flavor of Doritos we're talking about. I don't know. Oh, no. So, I'm a Cool Ranch girl. I love Cool Ranch Doritos. Nacho cheese are okay. They're like, there's second, but Cool Ranch is where it's at. I love Cool Ranch. It's so good. So good. So if it's Cool Ranch Doritos or Cheetos, I'm going with the Doritos. If it's nacho cheese Doritos or Cheetos, I'm going to go with the Cheetos, especially if they're the big poofy kind, because the big poofy kind are where it's at. It's just the crunch, the orange dust. Gosh. I had Cheetos for lunch today, actually, except I didn't have the fun kind. I didn't have the orange kind. I had the trying to be healthy kind. So they're tasty. Not the same experience. Not at all. But they're still good. They're still pretty okay. Let's see. Cake or cookies? Going with cake, especially if it's Costco cake. Costco cake is the bomb. If you've never had Costco birthday cake, you need to get yourself Costco birthday cake. Just get the regular, don't get chocolate, just get the regular vanilla cake. It has some sort of custardy magic in the middle that is like orgasms in your mouth. It's great. I don't know what they do. I don't know what it is. I don't have a membership, so I strictly rely on other ways to obtain this cake because I just love it, and I haven't had it in a couple years, but it's one of those things like you can still remember very vividly in your head like what it tasted like and what it makes you feel like when you're eating it, and it is the most simply amazing cake you'll ever eat. Now, second place has to go to Market District. Their cake is second. Totally second. It's almost as magical as the Costco cake, but it's missing that, like, custard. If it had the custard in the middle, oh, golly. I'd be chonky, because I would be nonstop eating cake. I would, oh, all the time. Now, cookies, though, if I did have a cookie, I would pick Snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodle's where it's at. Totally. All right. Let's see. Let's go with Hot Pockets or pizza rolls. So Hot Pockets or pizza rolls? I'm going with pizza rolls, combination pizza rolls. They are my favorite. I would eat them all the time if I could, but I don't because I shouldn't. Hot Pockets to me. Hot Pockets are kind of, they're hit or miss. I mean, you try to heat them up and there's always that spot and somewhere in the Hot Pocket where it's ice cold. The rest of it can be scalding hot. But there's still that one spot where it's cold, and that is such a disappointing experience. So what I like to do when I eat my pizza rolls, because pizza rolls are obviously the superior choice, is put them in the oven. The oven gets them all a little bit crispy. Now, some of the stuff might ooze out, but that's okay. But, So, a couple months ago, David and I had been talking about pizza rolls, so we stopped at a Kroger, and we got a package of pizza rolls. I got my own package. He got his own package. We didn't eat them right away. We kept them in my freezer, and I had gone to have some of the pizza rolls, and guess what? All my pizza rolls were gone. My whole package of combination pizza rolls, gone. Nowhere to be found. Missing. Now, his package, still intact, not open. Now, I live with four children, because they're mine. They follow me around. They call me mom, so pretty sure they're mine. But they like to eat things, apparently, obviously. that are not theirs. I can't tell you how many times I've bought something with, like, the high hopes of enjoying that one thing, and then it's gone. It's just nowhere to be found. It's like, where is... Or I get, like, I like these popsicles. They're like a creamy kind of strawberry popsicle. Or I guess fruit bar, if you want to be technical. But I saw that I had bought the box. I hadn't touched the box. And then I looked in the freezer one day, and there was, like, all but one. There was one little popsicle left in the box. And I was sad. See, I have a habit of buying things, like ice cream like that. I see ice cream. I like ice cream. Ice cream is great. Ice cream is yummy. But I can't eat it. I can't bring myself to eat it. The idea of eating it is... the idea when I'm in the store is like, ooh, this ice cream, I like it. And then I buy it, and then I bring it home, and I'm like, oh, but calories. I can't eat it. So then it usually ends up sitting in the freezer for a while. Because, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But that's what I do, because, like I said, I'm weird. So, I saw another one that I was going to bring up. Puppies or kittens? I'm going to go with puppies, because puppies are... puppies. And kittens are deceiving. Kittens are cute while they're a kitten. And then the cat grows up, and then the cat becomes an asshole. And then the cat wants nothing to do with all that kitteny stuff anymore. So then they're like, hey, fuck you. Touch me with your eyes. But dogs are always fun. Dogs are always up for cuddling. Dogs are always going to want to just be there and be your buddy. And they're always just, I love dogs. I have a Boston Terrier named Khaleesi. I might have talked about her before. But I don't actually watch Game of Thrones, so I kind of named her that for silly reasons. But I like to tell people that my dog's name is Khaleesi and then follow it immediately with, I don't watch Game of Thrones. So that's fun. But she's a Boston Terrier, and she's the most amazing creature that you've ever will meet in your whole entire life. She's blind in one eye. She had an accident when she was a puppy that I was told about before I got her, but she had a family lined up for her, and that family, after they found out about her injury to her eye that made her blind in that eye, said that they didn't want to have to deal with a dog that had an injury. So, they missed out. That's okay. I love her. I spoil her. She's somewhere right now. She's probably on the papasan. She likes to soak up the sun. She's weird. Just like me. So it works out. Donuts or muffins? Oh, these are a couple tough questions right in a row. We got pancakes or waffles, donuts or muffins, French fries or onion rings, pudding or jello, grape jelly or strawberry jelly, s'mores or brownies. All right, let's go for it. Pancakes or waffles? Waffles. Waffles are yummy. I like to make my waffle batter and my pancake batter with some special ingredients, so they taste really, really good. But waffles, especially like the Belgian waffles, yes. Yes. Anytime. I'm down for it. Donuts or muffins? Donuts. Love me some donuts. I love to go nuts for donuts. Love me some donuts. I would love some donuts actually this weekend. So we'll see. We'll see. It's been a this weekend thing for the past few weekends. So here's to hoping, right? I don't like the donuts that have stuff in the middle, but it's icing instead of like a custard or a jelly. Custard or jelly is really good, but the icing is just not, it's not yummy. It's kind of disappointing. Pudding or jello? Pudding. Especially the chocolate and vanilla swirl. Yes. Yes, please. S'mores or brownies? S'mores. Definitely going with s'mores. Love to toast the marshmallow. and make it all yummy. You know what's really good, instead of just like a regular slab of Hershey bar, if you use Reese's peanut butter cups? Ooh. Ooh. Talk about amazing. Which one was next? Oh, grape jelly or strawberry jelly? Strawberry. With the little bit of chunk in it. Little bit of chunk. That is my bagels or biscuits? Oh, wow. Bagels. Love bagels. Ooh, unicorns or dragons? Well, obviously unicorns. Because, I don't know, I have a unicorn necklace. It's my favorite necklace. So I can't wear normal, like, silver jewelry because it makes me break out. So when I found this necklace, it wasn't a cheap necklace either. It was like $70. I found it at a little boutique in downtown Indianapolis. And it had a unicorn pendant, and I love unicorns. I've always said that I was born a unicorn. not to the point where, like, I have Captain Marvel everywhere, but I do love unicorns. So I'd have to go with unicorns, but this necklace, I was super, super hesitant to buy it and wear it because I know my history with silver jewelry, but it actually worked, and I have been wearing it for the last year, and it doesn't make me break out, so I'm happy. I actually broke the chain once, and I contacted the company, and they sent me out a brand new necklace. So that was pretty cool on their part. But I love this unicorn necklace, and I love unicorns. They're magical, and they're cute, and they're rainbowy, and it's just, they're sparkle magic. I sound dorky now, but that's, yeah. So, all right, we're going to end with one more question. Oh, gosh. Let's see. What will be our final question? If you're still listening, thank you. I know that this has probably been the highlight of your day. But we're going to go with this last question of I don't even know. There's so many different questions. Okay, all right, we're going for it. We are going for it. Guy Fieri or Bobby Flay? Obviously Bobby Flay. Because Bobby Flay, he can do a lot of cool things. And Guy Fieri, he's just one eccentric motherfucker. I don't know if I can actually say that on this podcast, but I just did. but yeah, I don't understand the joke with him. I know he has terrible hair, but Bobby Flay, if I had to choose, if they were both standing in front of me and they said, one of us will make you dinner tonight, who are you going to pick? I'm going to go with Bobby Flay because I know he's going to whip up something delicious. Where Guy Fieri is just going to fix me up, I don't know, Hot Pockets or something. All right. So thank you for sticking with me through this episode of Effie Thoughts. It's been great. I hope that if you listened all the way through, you were able to have a little bit of laughs, get to know me a little bit more so you know who that other voice is on the Kind of Epic show. And yeah, that's it for today, guys and girls. So follow us on the internets. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We have our Patreon. You should definitely check out that. And we're working on doing some videos. If you didn't see, last weekend I did the hot sauce challenge that was issued by Parker. So definitely check that out. It's posted everywhere. It was an experience. I would do it again. But it was an experience that I'm glad that I got to be a part of. So yeah, check us out. Follow us, like us, listen to us, subscribe to us. Be a Patreon subscriber, and let's make this thing kind of epic, guys. All right. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Bye.